Okay, good evening, and welcome to Rabbi Yosef Kalter B'Toch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. This is David Oli Simai, as a schus for Zivik, Yaakov, Aaron, Ben Rochel, Rufo Shlema, Yoh, Ben Soro, Mordechai, Ben Soro, Nishmas, Malkovas, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlomo Chaim, Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Yoh Chaim, Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Aaron, Ben Moshe, and Gittel Bas, Rav Eliezer, Moloyach. In Parshas Nosoi, there's a very interesting medrash. And I think that to help us strengthen our bitochin, it's very important to have a picture of how much Hashem loves us. Because the truth of the matter is, the more that an individual loves us, the more that an all-powerful individual loves us, the more confident we feel that we're going to get the help that we're hoping for and praying for and desirous of. The Medrash says, you know, it says, "Zeis Chanukas haMizbech b'yoyim hishimosh achrisom." This is the Chanukah of the Mizbech on the day that it was anointed. And the Medrash asks the Kashan, says it took 12 days. Every Nosi brought a separate korban on each day, so it was a 12-day Chanukas haMizbech. So what does it mean b'yoyim hishimosh achrisom on the day? So Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show how Choviv, and how much he's machshiv, and how much he's choviv, precious to him, the Klal Yisrael, how much he loves us, that he makes it, he considers it as if it was all done the first day. All the 12 days that were done, it's considered as if it was done the first day. And he says that is equivalent to the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Kuloch Yofar Ayosi Umumein Boch. You're totally beautiful, my beloved, and you have no blemishes whatsoever. So what's going on over here? He considers it as if they all brought it on the first day because he loves Klal Yisrael so much. It seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael, kaviyochol, is to be viewed, is to be understood as so intense that if the Nesiim are bringing each day, one a day, well then one is coming before the other. I'm sort of favoring one over the other. Now, there may be a reason for it. He may be first for one reason. He may be next for another reason. But Lamaisa, I'm favoring one over another. I can't tolerate that. My love and my appreciation of Klal Yisrael is such that I have to say, no, they're all doing it the same day. I cannot. Physically, they couldn't. They did it. Each one did it on a day. But I must view it this way as if they all did it together because I can't differentiate between them. I can't bear to say that on the first day, one Shevet did, and on the next day, a day later, another Shevet did, and a third day, another Shevet, and one Shevet was last. I can't. They're all, as far as I'm concerned, they're all together. What a demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael, Kaviyochol, that he can't tolerate the fact that each one is giving on a separate day. There's reasons for it. And it's a practical thing. You can't all give it the same day. It was a lot of karbonos and this they had to bring. But no, I can't. I have to view it as if they all did it the same day. Otherwise, I can't handle it. It's not for me. It's contrary to the love and the intensity of love and chashivos that I have for the Klal Yisrael. If that's a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael, it should make things so much easier for us. Because, and the other thing, kulach yofar ayosi umumein boch. You're all beautiful. You have no mum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the whole Klal Yisrael as one. And there's no bali mumin. Nobody did anything wrong. Nobody has any averus. The Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, he says, the Medrash says, this concept goes together with that Pasuk, kulach yofara, you're all beautiful, totally. Well, I don't even see the mumim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see the mumim, doesn't look at that. All he sees is the beauty. All he sees is the goodness. All he sees is his love. Now, if the biggest deterrent to be tochim is Shema Goram Achet, maybe I sinned. Maybe I'm not worthy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to look at the unworthiness. He lumps it all together and says, I love you all equally. I love you all together. The good and those people that made mistakes or whatever, but they're all one and the same. And I can't even bear to have you in order, one after another, bringing the karbonos. It must be considered. It's all Zeis Chanukas HaMizbech B'yoyim Himoshach Nisoy. As far as I'm concerned, I can see you all having brought it together because I cannot distinguish. I cannot allow any differential, any order amongst things, it's all one, it's all together. And kulach yofaros rayosi, kulach, even though umum ein boch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us, oh, do we have mumen? Oh, do we have blemishes? But he says, umum ein boch, my love looks at you as if it's umum ein boch. We find this same idea in Shir HaShirim. In the Moshe, the Bocher says, the Orus says, La Usosei, or the Bocher says, the husband says to the wife, he says, turn the beauty of your eyes away from me. I become overwhelmed. I'm misgoy, and I lose myself. I'm afraid I might lose myself. Because Baruch Hu says, Rashi explains that Shlomo HaMelech was referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael came back from Golus. Klal Yisrael came back from Golus Bovel. Klal Yisrael coming back from Golus Bovel was not in the best spiritual shape. In fact, when they were coming back to build the Beis HaMikdosh, the previous Pasuk Rashi says, the Malochim were makatrig, the Malochim tried to interfere and not to let them do it. Chayole Malochim, not just one Malach HaSotin, but Chayole Malochim tried to interfere because they weren't worthy. They came back in a matzav less than worthy to truly rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't hear from that. And not only that, but he did do one thing. He said, Hosei B'Inayich Minegdi says, in the second Beis HaMikdosh, I'm not going to allow you to build, to have the Oron, the Kapoeris, and the Kruvim. These things, these three things, I'm afraid that they will, in the first place, HaMikdash, you had them, and they caused me a chibo yaseira ad shema altavi. I loved you so much. It caused me such an abundance, such an overabundance, chibo yaseira, more love than I should have, I uncontrollably, so to speak, ad shema altavi, until you rebelled against me. In the second place, HaMikdash, I can't take a chance. I can't let you have your full spiritual glory of Oron Kaparis and Kruvim, because I'm afraid it'll cause me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Echiba Yaseira, I'll love you beyond, uncontrollable. I'm afraid I won't be able to control myself. And that might lead to your downfall. You might then take it for granted and rebel against me. And therefore, I can't take a chance. To whom is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking? To a Klal Yisroel that came back from Bovel, far from spiritually elevated. A Klal Yisrael that Rashi, the previous Pasuk says, the Malochim wanted to stop them, destroy them, to stop them. They could not just rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. They have no right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't hear of it. But one thing, he's afraid. He's afraid of such people who are not appropriate. They're not tzaddikim. The Malochim said they had no right to build the Beis HaMikdash. And they were far from, Rashi explains, that they were far from where they should be spiritually. But my love for you is so intense. I say, turn your eyes away. I get overwhelmed. I say, you can't have the Oron, the Kapiris, and the Kruvim, because I'm afraid if you do, that will cause me a Chiba Yisera. I will lose control, and I love you beyond. I'm afraid I'm going to lose control. Ad Shema Altim be until you're going to rebel against me again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael, in the worst of Matzovim, in bad Matzovim, we're not on the level we should be. They came back from Bovel. It was not pretty. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. His love is so intense, he can't favor one over another. He has to rump them all together and kulach yofar ayosi, and look at them. You're all beautiful. One together. You have no mum. He considers that you have no mum. I love you no matter what your massive is, to the extent that I'm afraid if I see you elevated into that spiritual glory in the Beis HaMikdosh, that it might cause me a chiba yaseira. And then that's going to cause you to rebel, and that's not a good thing. Kaviyochul, he has uncontrollable love for all of Klal Yisrael, even not in the best of Matzavim. What does that say for our bitochen? Well, if the concern is maybe I'm not worthy, then we have to be able to focus on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us other than not worthy. If he has to put us all together to become worthy in the group and not to be, so to speak, singled out as unworthy, he does that. His love is so intense that he's afraid even the unworthy to give the Orun Mekapuras Nekruha because it might cause him to overdo the love. I think that means that we should focus on how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. And when we focus on that love, that gives us the confidence. Of course he's not going to let us down. He would never let us down. I am not worthy. So what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Kuloch yofar ayosi umumein boch. You're entirely beautiful. That's who you are, my beloved. Kuloch yofar. As far as I'm concerned, you have no mum. That generation, the generation that came up to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, they were not the best. They were not the finest. But Kadosh Baruch Hu looks that way. And really, you know, I think in times like this, that's what we need. Because deep down we know, yes, we made a lot of progress and we do a lot of good things. But when we do any introspection, we think, I may not be worthy of all the wonderful things that I want. I may not be worthy of all my heart's desires. I may not be worthy of the shefa and the oisher and the brocha ad belidai that my heart so deeply craves. But we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has other klei midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures things a little bit differently. And when he has to, he groups everyone together so as not to pay attention to the individual chesur. And when he looks at the Klal Yisrael, he says, Kuloch yofor ayosi, you're beautiful. Umumein boch, you have no blemishes. And when it comes to rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm afraid, even though you're not in the most high, spiritually elevated matzav, but I'm afraid if I let you have the Orin, the Kapiris, the Krubin, it's going to cause me a chiba yaseir. I'm going to overdo the love because my love for you is uncontrollable. Kavi yochol, Chazal wanted us to understand it in that way. Of course, it's only because we understand these things in human terms, in divine terms, we can't understand them. That's the case. I think we have the ability, we should have the ability to really strengthen our bitochen and to know how much Hashem loves us. And how much he doesn't let the shortcomings get in the way of that love. And how much we have to work not to let our own shortcomings get in the way of our ability to put our total trust in Hashem, in Hashem's chesed, in Hashem's rachamim. As I believe we mentioned, that the focus should be completely on Hashem's chesed and rachamim, not because we deserve it. We may not deserve it. Hashem's chesed and rachamim are eternal. They are forever. They are endless. They are, he's hatoiv ki leicholu rachamecho. He's the good one whose rachamim is never withheld. V'hamarachem ki leisamu chasudecho. And the merciful ones whose chesed never ends. And that's why me'olam kibinu luch. That's why from time immemorial and forevermore, we will put our hope in Hashem.